Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cobb. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker advances to second in unknown way. Speaker moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts and there's an error on the play. Boley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to third for the out. Wahlberg moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Wahlberg scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil has Cobb trapped. There's the throw to Krause and over to Com, who tags Cobb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Boley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Krause reaches second base with a double. Moberg pinch hits for George Cox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to third. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Moberg. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krause scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Lyons moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Lyons scores. Metzler moves to third. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Johnny Mostill pinch hits for Bib Falk. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.